Good evening. It's finally dried up. It's been such a wet day today that it's quite nice to go out with my dog into the chilly night air, see some stars above and the moon through the clouds, and get back walking again with him. It's been several days. I've missed the old audios at night. Missed the old emptying the day out of the system. But we're back on the road again. And I have no idea what to say, because walking is more important than talking. But when you're listening, you can't really listen to walking. So I guess if I'm going to use Audioboo, I better actually talk. It's chilly. The dog is excited. To be truthful, he didn't get an evening walk last night, or the night before at all. So I think he must be thrilled at the prospect of getting back into his routine, which I think he likes. Although, you know, it's all projection. Here I am projecting, imagining what the dog would like. And but you can just tell a little bit by the energy with which he's approaching the walk. He has more energy than me. So I guess, come on, Rocky, come on. No, I know. Just when I said he had more energy than me, he stops by the hebe bush in order to kind of lick rainwater, probably, I think. Maybe he's thirsty. Maybe that's it. Maybe he just wants to smell the innards of hebes. Come on. There's something about it. He kind of wants 20 seconds and then off. He's happy to come on. But it's an awful lot better to take him out for a walk in the evening on a lead like this than to put him out in the back garden and let him go for a late evening stroll around the garden, because he came back in last night with his face completely covered in mud, and he's a white-haired dog, and a face covered in mud isn't a very nice sight, particularly because I'm not really quite sure what to do with a dog whose face is covered in mud late at night, when what I really want to do is to turn in for the day. So yeah, this is the end of my day today. I hear a dog in the distance barking. And this exercise will help me to sleep. It's good to approach the matter of getting off to sleep seriously and relax in a way that suits you, I think. Oh, now we have an innovation. He has found a new spot to claim as part of his territory. And it'll be interesting to see when we get to the end wall whether he's going to mark that territory as well. I wonder how good the memory of a dogs are. Do they remember places very well? Oh, who knows? Who knows? I'm just not really yet used to having a dog. It's about 6 months now since we've had him. He did his little bit and we're off on the way back home. Yeah, it's about 6 months. But you know, it takes longer than that to get used to having an animal. Those of you who have dogs might have forgotten how long it took you to get used to having your first animal. Or maybe you don't. Anyway, here we are, out on an evening in Glenmire, under the sky, breathing in fresh air. I've been in the house for a long time today, and I haven't had fresh air, as much fresh air as I'd like to have had. So it is actually invigorating and hopefully sleep-provoking. All the rain, of course, has made the soil soiling. So I'm hoping he's not going to come home too mucky. But here we go. It's nice to get moving along. Get our body back into the old moving along. Just suddenly thought of my knee there. I've had some information about that there is something wrong with my knee, so I'm going to have some class of an operation. Not yet sure exactly what kind, but that'll come in due course. Never mind. Yeah, the moon is kind of lying on its back. What's a quarter moon? What do they call it? Oh, I heard a car close. Door of a car close. Often come out this time of the evening. Close to 11 o'clock and there's absolutely nobody about. So, yes, I've missed a lot of audios. I've missed a lot of missed a lot of old communications in the last few days, so hopefully we'll get back into it. Come on, my little creature. He's stopping now underneath a bush. And I think now that is about 15... 16, 17 seconds. Come on! This is funny, you know. You have to wait until... Oh! Good. We're getting... I won't have to worry at all this evening now in the kitchen of the house that he... That he'll be in any way stressed overnight. He used to sleep in a house in the kitchen in a plastic little house, which he was very happy with, but I got out of the habit of for some reason or other recently. So he now is sleeping in the kitchen, just on a nice warm mat that he has in the corner. So he's having a bit of change. I suppose we all. A little bit of change does us all good. So here we are. That's it. The walk. I'll let the walk. I'll let the audio finish before I get to the house. And wish you all a very good night. And say how good it is actually to be back talking to you as I walk the dog. And I hope I'll be able to keep this up now over the next, from now on. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.